and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. This is episode 52, and today it's just a bonus episode with myself, Abby. And today I'm going to be talking about some very, very interesting things that I've learned this week that have got me thinking about life in a whole different way, like really thinking about the meaning of life, and it's going to get you thinking the same way. So I'm really excited to get into it. But before we dive in, just a quick word from the people that made this podcast possible. Our sponsor, BestHelp, that's help, H-E-L-P. And we are so proud to be partnered with this company whose mission is to help you start living a happier life today. BetterHelp is basically a professional online counseling service, and they can set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is very speedy for therapy. And they have a huge range of expertise. So if you were originally paired with a therapist and you think, I'm not too keen, this isn't working, you can actually change for free until you're happy. It's a professional, secure online counseling service, and it's basically like a modern day version of therapy. It's accessible, it's quick, you can message your therapist anytime, and you can set up weekly calls. No awkward waiting rooms, you can just do it from the comfort of your own home. You guys know, because we talk about it all the time, how we are huge advocates for therapy. If you feel like you need the professional advice to help you work through your thoughts, your feelings, any mental health problems you may be having, then do not feel ashamed for seeking that help, because you're so worth it. Another great thing about BetterHelp is that it's way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling, because I feel like that's what holds a lot of people back when it comes to therapy. It's the investment, thinking, well, this is a lot of money. But BetterHelp is much more affordable, and they are also giving our listeners 10% off their first month. So it's going to go from around £50 per week to around £40, which is really, really good for therapy. If you are interested, just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. Have a look around the website. You can even fill in a questionnaire just to get a bit of a better idea of what you want help with before you put in any credit card details or anything like that. But the link is in the bio. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to come and ask us. And let's get into the chat. Okay, where do I start? Today I'm going to be firing you with lots of random facts, but very interesting facts, and I hope they're going to get you thinking big. So lately I feel like I've been really intuitively led to look way more into space and astrology and like the universe. I've obviously always had an interest into it, but I think the more you get into your spiritual journey, the more you feel connected to like the stars and everything. If you're listening to this now, you can probably relate to what I mean. It's like the deeper you get into it, the more you realize you are the universe, which I'm going to get into. But basically the other night I was thinking, oh, I'm really just like, I just want to watch something, I want to read something, I need something now, like something to enlighten me. So I put on a documentary called Journey to the Edge of the Universe. I will link it in the show notes. It was just on YouTube. And it was just basically about the whole universe and all the different planets and everything like that. And it just blew my mind, because it made me think like, wow, like how small we are in comparison to the rest of everything that's out there, and how little time we have on this earth. As we go through life, it's very easy to just get caught up in our own troubles, our own problems, start moaning about things that really don't matter. And I think we forget a lot, like where we are. Like, where are we? Right, yeah, we're on earth, we're in our rooms, we're at home, most likely in lockdown. But where actually are we? We're on a rock going around the universe at 1,000 miles per hour. And even though this might sound depressing as a starter, but we could actually get wiped out any second. We worry about such trivial things like what someone's opinion is of you, or something someone did 5 years ago and you can't quite let go of it. But we forget that we're literally on a rock flying through the universe. And I think there's a huge disconnect between what's out there and us here. We think that we're so separate. And I feel like the only reason we feel like that is because if we actually comprehended our existence and why we're here, it would be too much for people. Like, people like to be brainwashed and comfortable, but on this podcast, we like to question everything, especially like why we're here. So now for some facts. Earth is around 4.5 billion years old. That is a long time. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I did not realize it was that long. And evidence shows that the earliest life forms developed 3.5 billion years ago. So there's a part in this documentary where they're showing like the comets in the sky, and then they say like, these are your ancestors, because these comets came together to create Earth, which eventually created life. You are the product are 3.5 billion years of evolution. You are here for a reason. And it also makes me think of the butterfly effect. Like, had something not happened, you wouldn't be here. Like, what are the chances of you being here over all those years? You have to be here for a reason. And it even makes you think of, like, dinosaurs. Like, if they weren't wiped out, we might not be here. Like, the butterfly effect goes back that far. Like, and you've ended up in this spot listening to this podcast for a reason. And while we're on dinosaurs, because this literally blew my mind, some of you might know this, but I knew dinosaurs were here for a good while. But did you know that dinosaurs were on Earth for 165 million years? Oh my God. And do you know how long we were on Earth, have been on Earth? Humans have been evolving for 6 million years. Six. In comparison to 165. That blew my mind. And that got me thinking about how new we are on this planet and how small our existence actually is. We really don't have long on this Earth. Like, what are you going to do? We talk about this a lot, me and Grace, how we're very open about talking about death and knowing, like, stop living like you're never going to die, like, kind of live with urgency, go after your dreams, because we're not here for long at all, like, at all. Our little lives. The only way I can explain it when I think about it is, if you imagine, like, a golden beach, like, for absolute miles and miles, beautiful golden beach, one grain of sand is your existence. This is probably not very accurate at all. But it gets you thinking, like, that huge, huge beach, that tiny, tiny, weeny grain of sand, of all the grains of sand, that is your existence. We don't have long. What are you going to do with it? Why are you here? You know, if you tune into your inner purpose, like, why you're here. And also going back to the comets, like, how they were saying that they are our ancestors, like, the stars are our ancestors. And that's where this kind of idea that you are the universe comes from, like, that is where you come from. And that's why you feel so connected. And it's important to remember that the universe is abundant. I feel like the universe goes on forever. I used to do this thing from a really young age that I would start thinking about space. And then I'd think, what if all the space out there, like all the galaxies, all the Milky Ways, like obviously we only know to a certain point because a light can't travel as far for us to see further. So we actually obviously don't know what is beyond that point, which frustrates me so much because I really want to know. But I used to always think, like, if everything didn't exist, what would there be? Like, what would there be? If there were no planets, no moon, no stars, no anything, no human life, what would there be? It used to freak me out, but in a good way. I don't know if that was a sign, that I don't know. I just used to always think about it. And I used to always say it to my mum and my friends, and they'd be like, yeah, it's weird. And I'd be like, no, it's really weird. I don't know if you can relate. It used to literally give me chills. But it reminds me that the universe is abundant. Like, we don't know how far it goes on. And that's why we're always saying that when you're trying to connect with the universe, remember, it is abundant. It goes on forever. So anything that you're trying to draw in, whether that's money, success, happiness, love, it is abundant. As long as you tune into the frequency of it being abundant, that's all you're going to get. Yeah, so my main aim in this episode was to remind you that you are here for a reason. Like, open your mind and expand your awareness. Look up into the sky, look up into the stars and think, why am I here? All these years of evolution, like, we must be here for a reason. And going back to the butterfly effect, there's this actually beautiful part in Mac Haig's book, The Midnight Library. I won't ruin it for anyone, but he talks about the tree of life. And, you know, like, so if you imagine, like, a huge, massive tree with all its branches, every single decision you make in life, you're going down a different branch. So then obviously, like, you'd make that decision, you go left, you go right, and then you go down that branch. So when you actually look at it and you imagine your life, it's like a tree. It's a huge tree, but you're only actually at one tiny part of that tree, depending on which decision you make. But depending on which decision you make, you could end up in so many different places. So that got me thinking, like, everything that we do every single day has such a massive effect on our future, like, more than we realize. Those small little habits that you're trying to install could transform your life. They could lead you down a different branch. Whereas if you would never install that habit, you could go left and you could go up a totally different branch. And it just expands your awareness. Like, there's so many different things that could happen with your life, but it makes you realize how important those little decisions are. Like, you listening to this podcast is going to impact your life more than you would ever know. And I don't mean that because I'm saying, like, wow, this podcast is just the best thing in the world, even though it kind of is. I mean, the people you listen to, the people you spend your time with, what you read, what you learn, Like, say, I'm going to explain it like this. Say, when I was younger, I loved fashion so much and I'd always draw clothes, but somebody probably exposed me to that. Say, my mum brought me a notebook and she brought me this notebook and I used to always draw clothes in it. I remember doing that from such a young age. Imagine she hadn't bought me that notebook. I might not have started drawing clothes. I might not have been interested in fashion. I might not have gone to college to do fashion. I might not have met Grace. I might not have fallen into this love for self-development with her, and I might not start this podcast. You wouldn't have been listening to this podcast right now. You might not start looking at your life differently. And it has like this huge knock-on effect. Like, it just blows my mind. But yeah, never forget how important all those little decisions are every day. Yeah, so to wrap it up, I want you to look more up into the stars and realize how abundant and how huge the universe is, and ponder on what is the real meaning of life. And then imagine a tree. Whenever I see a tree now, I honestly just see the tree of life, like all my different decisions. And then it reminds me that I am nature, I am the universe, I am everything. Oh, I could go on forever, but yeah, never forget, your decisions are important. You are here for a reason. You are not here by accident. You are billions and billions of years of evolution, and you have a gift, and you're so lucky to be here for, so feel the gratitude. Head over to our Instagram and let us know what you thought of this episode. Let me know if it expanded your awareness a little bit. It's Finding Your Feet Podcast on Instagram. And our second webinar, tickets are available now, the self-love webinar. We are so, so excited. If you do want any more information on that, there's lots on our Instagram, also on our website, findingyourfeetpodcast.com. And we're very happy to answer any questions. We are so excited. Anyway, I'll see you next time. Have a great week. Bye.